Fair play and team spirit are just two of the elements that make sport an ideal vehicle for achieving a more peaceful world. That's according to Yuri Fedotov, the executive director of the UN Office on Drugs and Crime, or UNODC. He was in New York earlier this week, taking part in an event on crime prevention and sustainable development through sport. Mr. Fedotov spoke about the ongoing Line Up, Live Up initiative to help youth build resilience through sports, saying it's not necessary to play well, they learn to play together. The UNODC chief explained to Liz Cafidi the key role of sport as a tool for reaching the Sustainable Development Goals.
First of all, sports are about supporting positive skills, positive mindsets, and sport has a tremendous role in preventing conflict, in preventing violent extremism and terrorism, preventing drugs and crime. So that is fully in line with the Secretary General concept of the prevention as one of the major objectives of the United Nations at present times. So sport could help a lot, working with community, with young men and women, with children, to educate them in a spirit of fair play, fairness, and take them away from violence and crime, from streets, and bring them to a more stable and predictable society, which should be their future.
And what role do women play?
Tremendous role. First of all, young women are participants of all programs of UNODC, including our quite successful campaign, Line Up, Live Up, which we started only a year ago, but we have trained already 150 coaches, and more than 1,000 young men and women have been trained in accordance with this specially prepared, developed methodology. But what is even important, women, they are also mothers, and that's why it is very important for them to encourage their children to go take part in different sporting events, to go to sporting schools and training courses. A lot depends on women. That's why women aspect of this program is highly important.
So this Line Up, Live Up program, what exactly is it? Do they teach children, young people, how to play soccer?
Including that, but also that is a curriculum that has been prepared, a sort of methodology that has been developed jointly by us and our colleagues from International Olympic Committee, FIFA, are the experts to take them out from streets, away from drugs and crime, away from violent and risky behavior, to positive development of their positive skills and mindsets. And that works very well. I assisted some of the courses in Vienna, and young men, women, girls, from different communities are getting to there. They're playing soccer, they're playing other games. It's not necessarily that they can play well. What is important, they can play together. They can play a fair play. And team spirit is important. We have trained already 150 coaches in 1 year, and more than 1,000 young people passed through the program already.
When did it begin?
We began in Brazil, Kyrgyzstan, and South Africa.
How long ago?
A year ago.
Oh, just 1 year
just
ago.
Just 1 year ago. And we are set to expand and to develop this very successful program.
And have you had any feedback?
No, the feedback is very positive. The only feedback that we should do more and elsewhere, not only in these three countries. But that is also an issue of funding, and we need to find additional. But if we succeed, if we can demonstrate to the international community, to donors, that we can successfully overcome the stigma and go ahead with this initiative, we can hope to get more funds. And that's why the high-level event organized by a group of member states and the President of General Assembly was very timely and productive.
Now, the Global Youth Crime Prevention Initiative?
That is more general program supporting young people in many ways, many different ways, not only through sports, but through access to justice, through education, through conciliation, and so on.
Do you play sports?
Yes, I did. I did play sports when I was young. I was a basketball player, and I was very pleased to meet at this special event basketball star Dikembe Mutombo. I was also a good basketball player when I was young, but of course I was very pleased to see a man who is much taller than me. I looked like a small boy. I'm very glad that he took part in this event. And generally speaking, it is very important to use major sporting events like World Cup, the Olympic Games and others to promote the values of sport for youth, to attract youth to these events as spectators, as fans. But more importantly, athletes themselves should play a role of goodwill ambassadors because they can reach people we are not able to reach, but they would listen to soccer stars. They would listen to ice hockey stars rather than us.
So
that's very important to have them on our side.
Is there anything else you would like to add?
I think the most important message from this meeting this morning, do whatever we can in terms of promoting prevention to engage young people in sports, as sports is not only important from the point of view of crime prevention, drug prevention, violence prevention, but also it's an important tool to achieve sustainable development goals.